Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. On this Wednesday afternoon, our number 1-800-795-9565. So if you'd like to jump in, that would be great. Questions, comments? As Penn State football gets ready to take on Virginia. And that will be a noon game. It'll be a 12:07 start, by the way. On Saturday on ABC. The 12:07 start on ABC on Saturday. And Virginia as a team don't have much of a read because Richmond's not going to give you a read. I mean, they're just not going to give you any read. And Richmond's had some really good teams over the years. But from what I understand, this isn't one of them. So that's what again, so there's some mystery about them. They're a big team, big offensive line. Perry Jones, the tailback, by the way, is a very good at what they want to do. A couple receivers, including Smith, very good for Michael Rocco. And he is a guy that will operate out of the gun, but for the most part, he's an under-center quarterback. So, that's what they're going to see on Saturday. And defensively, not bad. They'll play a 4-3 look, and they will, and they can be multiple off it, but they're mostly a 4-3 look. Secondary's not bad either. And their kicking game can be very good. I think the only guy that was inexperienced was the kickoff guy, and he had a very good opening game. Everybody else is fine. So it'll be a good test. It's not a wild and raucous crowd there. It's more of a wine, cheese, and brie crowd.
Well, that's the crowd where the women go in dresses and the guys go in basically ties. Is that right? Yeah. They still do that?
They didn't do it the last time I was there. They were in golf shirts because it gets hot.
Well, I mean, hot. I know probably about 5-6 years ago, I had a friend that actually went to Virginia, and the first thing she said was it was really strange going to a game in a dress. I mean, I'm not talking ball gown or anything like that. But they go in like a sundress. There's no the young ladies there don't wear pants or anything. It's all dresses,
right? So yeah, we'll I think the crowd will be okay. I'm not sure it'll be the most hostile of crowds. Just fine. But still, I mean, I think what's interesting is that I've noticed that after the first game, I've seen more panic after this first game than other games I've seen. Maybe it's because of the situation. Maybe it's because of the issues. I don't know. But they've stuck together. They've had a good week of practice so far. It's going to be an important Wednesday practice coming up for them today. And they certainly have had injuries, you know, to deal with, and youth. There's no doubt. I mean, I talked about the youth on offense. It's one thing when it comes to offense. I think some people thought, oh, you know, wave a magic wand, it's all going to be better. But when you have youth, that's, that's what's the old saying? Youth may be a disease, but it's curable.
The only one I remember is what Horty tells me for every sophomore you play, that's how many losses you'll have this season.
Oh. Wow.
That's his saying.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. That is very.
Now, I don't know if that carries over into the NFL or college football, but yeah, I know he's used that in high school many years.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. I'm sure he has.
Oh, here you go. Here's what I was looking for, Steve, is the attire. It's a Southern University, and it shows. Students dress up in khakis, button-down shirts and ties, sometimes jackets, women in dresses or skirts for football games. That's how they discuss it. That's how they name it, skirts for football games.
It's difficult at this time of the year, okay?
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I mean, I did talk to Jim Davies in the Sports Information Department, and he told me that it's actually going to be less humid down there on Saturday than they had the week before. They said it's going to be welcome relief for them.
Okay. Listen, the last thing I want to do is be in a tie at a football game and be in the stands. That's in Virginia in early September. That's right. Not a most comfortable outfit to be wearing.
No, and it's, you know, last football game I did down there was a really humid day. It was a really humid day, the last football game I did down there. And the last time I was down there was 2 years ago for basketball, and that was in December, and that was no big deal.
Football was that 01?
01. Yeah, that game was supposed to be on Thursday, September 13th. And it was going to be, you know, ESPN's had that Thursday night package forever. And Penn State, for the first time ever, was going to appear on it. They'd open up with Miami, then they're going to, you know, 10 days later play Virginia, and then after that, they had additional games, you know, which would be, 9 days later they're going to have another game. So we were going to fly out September 12th. Talk show was supposed to be that night, the 11th, which was a Tuesday night. 12th was a travel day. 13th was the game come back. Well, of course, then the incredible tragedy of September 11th happened. And the game ended up being moved, justifiably, to December 1st. And it was just a really bad call in that game. If they had an instant replay, Penn State would have won. In a Alamo Bowl, all set. They had the representative there, the whole thing, and it kept them out of the Alamo. Stuff happens. But that's the last time they were down there. It was supposed to have been in the last time for football down there. Then they came up here in 2002 in Penn State. Matt Schaub was the quarterback, the Houston Texans quarterback.
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah. Well, he was the quarterback then. Penn State won 35-14. It was actually Larry Johnson in another big game. So that's the last time they went down there. Yeah, and they do have a tradition, especially in ACC games, in October, early November, of dressing the way they do like that. But it's going to be awfully difficult because of, the heat and humidity. The dress and a jacket and tie. I can tell you right now, this guy ain't going to be in a jacket and tie. I can tell you that right now.
You will be to get down there.
Yeah, to go down there, yeah.
That's part of the new attire on the plane.
No, that's the same attire.
Oh, was it? I'm sorry, that's right. I remember you did say that now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. That's the same. No change there. Yeah. So, no change there at all. And then they'll go to the same thing. They'll go over in sweatsuits and then go from there. But Virginia will, Michael Rocco will present them with a test. No question about that. And he threw 311 yards in the opening game. He 311 yards in the opening game. He did well. And he had thought about coming to Penn State, and I believe the story was that Penn State wanted to gray-shirt him. You know, sit out the season and then enter in January. You know, the Jordan Norwood plan. And he had an offer to go to Virginia and be a part of the mix right away. So he decided to do that, and it's worked out well. And, of course, his father coaches down at Lynchburg. And his grandfather lives here in State College. Grandfather's already down there and is looking forward. Yeah, and I know he's looking forward to it. So it makes for an even more intriguing scenario, especially for people here. Our number 1-800-795-9565. All right, so I've got Green Bay and Baltimore in the Super Bowl.
Green Bay, Baltimore. You're only picking Baltimore because of Bartlett.
No, I'm picking Baltimore because I think they have enough offense now with Ray Rice, and Flacco I think is good enough.
I can't do it.
And then Green Bay because I just think after last year, they're ready to play.
I like the 49ers, and I like the Texans. Okay. I mean, honestly, I'm a Steeler fan. I would love to be wrong about the Texans. I just don't know that the Steelers will quite have what they need yet to get to the Super Bowl. No, I think they'll make the playoffs. I just don't know if they'll have what they need to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I do like the 49ers a lot. I mean, all 11 starters on defense are back.
Now, that part's important. And Navarro Bowman has turned out to be a great linebacker. No surprise. What is it about Houston? Is it Matt Schaub, the fact they actually won a playoff game with a third-string quarterback?
That's exactly what I was going to say. The fact that they actually won a game in the playoffs with a third-string quarterback tells me that there's a lot more talent on that team than just what's behind the center. You're speechless.
I thought you were a big T.J. Yates fan.
Now, I watched that game, and I was impressed with the way that offense was run. Like I said, with a third-string quarterback there. If you're winning a playoff game with a third-string quarterback, that means there's a lot of things that are happening right. That means the guys up front are doing a nice job. You've got a decent running game. You've got a coach. You've got an offensive coordinator that developed a game plan around a third-string quarterback to put him in positions to succeed. That's a big, big part of the package to get to the Super Bowl in the NFL.
Well, Houston's a popular pick. A lot of people like Houston, which I understand. Now, getting Shaw back is important. They're going to need a big year out of Arian Foster. And they're going to need a big year out of Andre Johnson. Now, defensively, it's going to be interesting because Mario Williams is with Buffalo. D'Amico Ryans is with Philadelphia. So it's not as if they haven't suffered defensive losses, because they have. I mean, they have suffered defensive losses.
You know who else I like? I also like the Falcons.
Well, you know what? The Falcons are interesting because Matt Ryan and with Roddy White, Julio Jones, okay, and Gonzalez. They're an interesting team. There's been a lot of criticism of Matt Ryan not winning in the playoffs. And I think it just takes, I mean, look, the thing that the criticism is too easy when it comes to players. I mean, the expectations is always an issue that people have to overcome. Remember, Aaron Rodgers couldn't win a playoff game. He only had played in one, and he lost to Arizona, and suddenly out of nowhere, everybody's telling him he can't play in a playoff game. He's not a playoff performer. Really. I mean, and Matt Ryan has received a lot of that over time, that he's not a playoff performer. And I think this guy walked into Atlanta under extremely bad circumstances, and they made the playoffs right away. I mean, they made the playoffs right away. Now, this is right in the fallout from Michael Vick. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for that.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's your fly under the radar team this year?
San Diego. I don't know why. But San Diego.
I was going to say, you were quick to answer that. There's got to be a good reason.
Well, I mean, Phillip Rivers is a good quarterback. Phillip Rivers is a good quarterback. And I think if they can be consistent, then I think that they can be a team that can be a surprise team. A lot of people think Denver's the team. Now, they're going to have to get Matthews back in the lineup at running back. Okay, no doubt about that.
I like Seattle as my fly under the radar.
Well, Russell Wilson's an interesting guy. He's a very interesting guy. They beat out Matt Flynn after they invested all that money in Matt Flynn. Wilson can move. He's accurate and mature. Yeah, I mean, and he's a really good athlete. And remember, as a shortstop, he was the fourth round pick of the Colorado Rockies.
But I also think that success, his success also has a lot to do with how Marshawn Lynch does.
Yeah, to a point. I mean, I watched Russell Wilson last year with Monty Ball. Monty Ball made Russell Wilson better, and Russell Wilson made Monty Ball better. Monty Ball does not have the season he has if Russell Wilson's not his quarterback. If they were with the quarterbacks that they had in the spring last year, Monty Ball would not have the season that he had, and vice versa. I mean, Wilson certainly was a guy, when you watched him at NC State, he could throw the ball like that all the time. All the time he could throw the ball like that. The problem is they didn't win a lot of games. They didn't have, their defense wasn't that great, and they didn't have a great running game at NC State, which was unusual for a Tom O'Brien team. They're usually built on offensive line and running. So,
yeah, if Lynch continues to average 4 yards a carry, that takes a lot of pressure off a young quarterback.
Right. All right, news coming up bottom of the hour with Sarah Bartlett here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you could make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, the sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to the planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives with professional and certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
I'm sure you've browsed the web from time to time looking for a new or used vehicle and came across a few user-unfriendly websites. Kind of wasteful, right? It's time you could have been spending browsing the inventory and services you will always find at sunburymotors.com. Kia, Hyundai, Ford, Lincoln, new and quality used. There's a great selection and the best prices around. Their Black Book service takes the guesswork out of trading your car, and you can find out how much your car is worth with one click of the mouse. If you're looking for a commercial vehicle, Sunbury Motor Company has them. And you can browse online and take your time learning about Sunbury Motor Company's tire rewards, service department, parts, body shop, and much more. It's user-friendly and then some when you visit sunburymotors.com to see all their new and used inventory. Be sure to visit the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Al, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. As we roll through a Wednesday afternoon together, our number 1-800-795-9565. And Penn State at Virginia Saturday. That's Scott Stadium in Charlottesville. Got that. So every one of these. There certainly was a lot of panic over the first game. Yeah, a lot of panic. And I understand it. I mean, there was a lot of anticipation build up for the first game and so forth because of the first time they've been out there at home and such a long time with everything that's gone on around them. So I totally understand the emotion behind it. That's for darn sure. And I think a lot was invested in this thing. But these people have gone out, and they have they still have, there are some of them that still have people contacting them. And, of course, one of the interesting parts of this is, of course, is that for Bill O'Brien to redshirt people, there has to be a lot of trust. Now, once they enter school, in other words, a guy can transfer right now that hasn't played, but they can't play with somebody else right away, just so you know. But they would be able to transfer without sitting out a year. So there's more pressure on them than anybody else. And then more pressure on the coaching staff than anybody else. I mean, they have to keep spirits up all the time around this thing. And as I mentioned, I mean, they need their fans more than ever. And the crowd was really good on Saturday. Although when the game got a little flat, the crowd got a little flat. So, but go ahead.
We had a caller yesterday that I think a lot of people had the same comment that a lot of people felt. You know, is this the way it's going to be all year long? And I like the way you answered that, though.
No, I mean, look, styles mean something in anything. Styles mean something in boxing. This was not the right style for this Penn State defense to play. I'd like to see this play out a little bit more before I start making complete judgments on what the heck's going to happen with this team. I just think there's just a lot more that needs to be played out.
You may mention to the fact that their offense, because they went no huddle a lot, didn't give the defense a chance to substitute. And, you know, I've heard people say, well, you know, it was hot for both teams. Well, that's true, but the offense knows where they're going. It's a lot more energy you have to use up chasing somebody than when you're running your routes and everything. So,
but they get their personnel in too.
Right.
I mean, they get their personnel in. And it makes it more difficult for you to get your personnel in. You know? And that's what, it's a style means that this is a totally different style. It's a bigger offensive line, more powerful offensive line, kind of offensive line that has a chance in certain games to dominate, especially if they can get an advantage. But there's also a different style where they'll huddle up. It's a different style where they won't. I mean, there may be a point where they say, hey, look, let's huddle up. I mean, not go no huddle. They may put a package in this week that does that. That they may do. But it would only be a package. And be selective. And I know Penn State went no huddle a couple times. Change the tone and the pace of the game. So, I mean, Bill will do that from time to time. And, you know, that will be, you know, he may do that a couple times this week. I mean, he may do that a couple times this week. But that's what it comes down to. You know, a couple times, not something that Penn State does on an every play basis. And now, whether Virginia does that or not, but styles mean everything. This style is actually more conducive to what Penn State wants to do. Just a thought. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Tonight, it's the Giants and the Cowboys. And looking forward to it tonight. To the opening game. I will get a chance probably to see the second half.
I want to go back to something you had said. I think it was yesterday. You were talking about Tony Romo being very much underrated.
Yeah, I think he is underrated.
Do you think that's because a lot of the bad games he's had have been in these situations, these primetime exclusive game situations?
Oh, maybe. But you know what? He's actually played pretty well in most of these games to put his team in a position to win. Okay? And I don't think he's ever gotten credit for that part of it. I just don't think the Cowboys are that good around him. I mean, they have some guys. I mean, like Miles Austin's good. Obviously, Witten's one of the best tight ends going. Bryant's too inconsistent. And their defense isn't that great. I mean, their defense is not that great. And that's the part that, you know, that I think escapes a lot of people sometimes is the fact that their defense is mediocre. And it's hurt Dallas for a long time. And that's where, I mean, Dallas's downfall's been. Larry in Unityville's with us. Hi, Larry, go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, I really love your show. Hey, I got just another little twist, if you call it. I kind of find myself enjoying these first few games more than I would have, you know, had the team be in full force because, you know, I just love, you know, I love the football. Look forward to it. But it's... Right. Now it's more, I think, of a challenge, and not only because they're training new people, but you know, with this new offense, that's something that I think us fans have to keep in mind too. Is it's brand new, and it's still, you know, they're still on a learning trend, and I completely agree with you. It's I think as time goes on, as they get more familiar with the new system, I think, you know, things will come together and, you know, they're going to have some wins. But I'm enjoying these games, these early games where before, you know, I'm thinking, oh, man, you know, they're going in there and they're going to pound these guys, and it really wasn't, you kind of knew what's going to happen. Now it's... I think they're all going to be good games, and personally, I'm enjoying them more.
Well, I mean, you're enjoying it in part because there's a lot of intrigue to it, because you don't know. Right, you just, you know, it's the first time you've seen the offense, certain personnel. And as I pointed out several times in all this, that the first four games are really good games, and that when they get to the Big Ten, they're going to have a really good read on the football team because... they will have been put in situations where they needed to win. So they'll have a good read when they go to Illinois. Now, they need to break through with a win because they need to be able to justify everything they're doing confidence-wise and feel like it's paid off. That's where the winning part comes in and how important it is.
Yeah. And I'm also kind of excited about, you know, where they're losing scholarships, but that's, you know, that's giving, I mean, I don't know if opportunity is the right word, but for guys that, you know, I'm sure there's kids out there that get overlooked.
No doubt.
That really got a lot of talent. And I think, personally, it's exciting to see, you know, what type of people really love Penn State. They may have never gotten a chance to play football for a big school and get the opportunity. And I'm thinking, I'm optimistic that there's going to be some people that really shine in the future that you may never have heard of before. And there's just all kinds of that, you know, that stuff that, you know, with all the, you know, the bad things you get to look at, that, you know, it's kind of things like that I'm kind of looking forward to. You know, see what kind of seeds are getting planted that may really sprout and, you know, that you may have never seen or heard of. And I just think it's, you know, it's great opportunities for some, you know, for some people that may not have had opportunities.
Oh, no doubt. There's a lot of talent in this state. A lot of talent in this state. If they want to come here and be run-ons to what's going on at Penn State, because Bill would prefer run-on instead of walk-on, then I think that's, you know, I think, you know, there'll be opportunities at hand for people here. No question about it. I think there's going to be great opportunities. And when you look at the numbers, 13 scholarships on average for 5 years to 65 to 17 scholarships on 5 years for 85, you know, there's a disparity, but not quite the disparity that people think.
Well, I just enjoy your show, and I love your perspective on things. I think
thank you.
You know, I mean, you really, you know, I disagree with everything you say, and it's coming from things that I'd like to say. I can't put them in words. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Hey, Larry, thank you very much for the kind words. I greatly appreciate it.
And Larry, before you go, can you give us a traffic report up on 118 today?
I'm impressed you know where Unityville is.
I'm a Columbia County guy at heart, so I know very well where Unityville is, my friend.
Well, the traffic's not bad. It's always I drive back and forth to Williamsport, and it's a nice drive.
All right, have a safe trip, Larry. Thanks.
Larry, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
All right. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us as we roll on this show for Wednesday afternoon. A number 1-800-795-9565 in the Lenape Solar Hotline. Go to lenapesolar.com. We're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have them on board, as always.
Hey, you ready for some baseball updates?
Please.
All right. In the bottom of the fourth now, it is the Angels 3, Oakland 1, and already done for the day. The Phillies defeated Cincinnati 6-2. The Mets win over St. Louis 6-2. And ironically enough, the White Sox beat Minnesota, 6-2. I looked at it twice to make sure I wasn't seeing triple.
No, it's okay. I understand. the White Sox will be Minnesota most of the time, as we both know.
That's true, but it was the 6-2 thing that I thought was interesting.
Well, of course.
What about the shutdown schedule for Strasburg?
He has two more starts.
Two more starts, yeah. Friday and then I think the 12th.
You know what? Let me be honest with you about this. When I look at the Strasburg situation, I've heard like Boris, for example, talking over and over about you know, they care so much. Okay. And if I were him, the second I had a chance to go free agent, I'd go free agent.
Really?
Yep. You want to know why?
I was going to say, please tell me why.
They shut me down in the playoffs.
Well, all right. I can understand that. Okay. I can understand that.
I mean, they shut me down in the playoffs. They shut me down on the biggest stage.
I mean, right now they don't need him, but come playoffs, I would really, if I were a Washington fan, want to see him take the mound in game one of whatever.
I mean, they shut me down in the playoffs. That would bother me no end. I mean, if they shut me down and I'm pitching great, they'd have to do a lot to convince me they were doing a lot of good for me. Okay? They really would. You know, and the fact that they would, you know, that they would take a playoff start away from me when that's the biggest stage, and I've worked hard to get to this stage, man, that would just, the first chance I had to go free agent, I'd get out of there. That's just me.
You know, I've been complaining all year about being a Phillies fan and, you know, struggling this year. But I console myself by realizing I'm not a Houston fan. I mean, that has got to be difficult to be a Houston fan. 42-94, 40 games back.
Right.
40.
Yeah, bad.
Their average attendance is about 20,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people for a team that's 40 games back, I think.
Right. Yeah.
And then you have, as you talked about a week or so ago, then you have Tampa. You know, Tampa's usually in the thick of it, and they draw less than Houston does.
Right. Right. No doubt.
I mean, they're a team that's a game and a half back of Baltimore and a game and a half back in the wild card, and they're drawing less than a team that's 40 games back.
Right. And that's, yeah, that's a bad situation there. I believe they have new ownership, right?
I don't know. I heard something about ownership, but I don't know if it was new or reorganizing or what the deal was with that.
Right.
So. You know who has the most average attendance?
I know the Phillies have a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Followed by the Yankees.
The Phillies are playing to like 102% or something like that, 103%.
Yeah, 101.4 to be exact, Mr. Jones. Well done.
Yeah, so it was a big number.
So does Boston. Boston plays to 101%.
Yeah, well, that's typical of the Red Sox. That's not a, you know, but they're going to have to. But both teams now are in a position where they have to put out better products because you just cannot keep looking at your fans and telling your fans, hey, okay, you know, just keep coming. Keep showing up. You know? You have to put out a product now that's worthy of the sellouts. Just a thought.